ends up being dope, we throw the number in front of it.
Yeah.
Hey,
so
episode whatever. So yeah, we're here. I just got off the plane.
And boy, are his arms tired, huh?
No, because
I'm not good at that choke.
Yeah, it's because you're on a plane.
Oh.
Unless, you know what? No, I get it. Like, I was jerking off on the plane.
I gotcha.
No, I wasn't. It's Frontier Airlines.
Yeah, they're jerking off on you if it's Frontier.
Yeah, seriously.
It's fucking terrible.
Packed in that thing like sardines.
It's pretty fucking terrible. How was your trip?
No, it was good. The family time was fun. The trip was good. Frontier Airlines is terrible. Frontier Airlines is a scam. For those of you that have never flown or you plan on flying, you might see these discount airlines.
Like Spirit. They're just like
Spirit's another one. Yep. Frontier. I think Spirit's kind of dying out now, though. And Frontier's sort of becoming the new Spirit. But any of these discount airlines, they'll be like, cheapest airline you can get. But it's not, though. It's actually way more expensive than a regular flight because they nickel and dime you on everything. So it is a great thing to fly. Like, if you're some kind of junky loser and your family's, like, flying you home to, like, get you clean and let you go move back with your parents and stuff, Frontier's great. Because you probably don't have any luggage, anything of value. You're a junkie. So they're just trying to get you on a plane, get you to rehab. That it's great for that. But if you want to, I don't know, bring a bag, or I don't know, have a pretzel or two, it's fucking the most nickel
or
and
be able to move your feet.
Well, that was, I got upgraded on the way back, though. They gave me the emergency.
That's too much pressure for me.
It usually, well, the thing was too, and I tweeted it earlier. I was, I got on the plane, we got to the checkout counter, and the lady was like, there was a horrendous check. There was one person checking bags right after the holidays in New York at the airport for Frontier. So everybody was furious. And a lot of them were New Yorkers, like Long Island New Yorkers were the worst New Yorkers because they don't have any of the prestige of Manhattanites, but they fucking act like it's like, this is bullshit, am I right? And, you know, there was some fat lady behind me like, I'm going to talk to a supervisor. You wait till I go up there. I'm going to get a supervisor.
And,
I'm like,
and what?
And I was like, yeah, we don't even have a guy putting bags on the conveyor belt. Why don't you calm down before we upgrade to a supervisor and get some more troops out on the field? But there's that, like, entitlement, so I think a lot of people were just like, this is bullshit, this is unacceptable. I paid $28 for a plane ticket. Yeah. I expect the best service. Like,
it
these
is.
Fuck. And, no, and then I'm white trash, and then I'm a complete bum. And I've done weird road gigs where I have to sleep in cars. Like, I'm not a highfalutin guy. I just didn't want to miss my flight. I was getting annoyed, but I was getting just passive aggressively, quietly annoyed. By the time I got to the baggage lady, it was clear to me, okay, I'm not missing my flight at this point. There's no reason to even be pissy. Everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. So I got up to the lady and she's like, I apologize. Da, da, da. You know, everybody's yelling at me right now. And I was like, no, look, I get it. I was like, look, I know you weren't the one who did the schedule this week and put one lady here at the baggage counter. And then plus we had like seven crippled old people on our plane and like two, we had a black woman.
Got it.
I know, don't go make assumptions. This woman brought, let me put it this way. There's not an object in this studio I could use to describe the size of her bag. Now, anybody who flies a discount airline, no, bigger. It was
bigger than the air mattress
bag. It was,
because that's a fucking big air mattress bag.
It was the sort of thing you see like a hiker wear. Like, you know what I mean? Where you have to be a man carrying it with all your body weight. It was one of those like giant duffel bags, but it was massive. And anybody who's ever flown knows that even if you fly a nice airline, there's a limit. There's a reason why all luggage looks the same, because there are dimensions that every airline is like, just needs to pop right in there. This woman had her entire life in a bag and a kid on a stroller crying, and you could tell she was not having it when they told her she could not check that bag. And that turned into a scene. So that's just, everybody's going to miss their flight. So anyway, by the time I got up there, I told the lady, I'm like, I get it. It's Christmas. They fucking, it's Frontier. They charge fucking $80 for a plane ticket. They understaff. I'm not mad at you. It's cool. I'm like, besides, I see you're dealing with all these cripples and you know, degenerates. I was like, so I feel bad for you for saying that. Bam, got the emergency exit seat. Extra leg room.
Oh, so she so she's the one that hooked you up?
Yeah, she goes, how do you feel about the emergency exit? And I was like, and I didn't want to tell her I took like a half a bar of right. Xanax. And I was like, a couple beers in. So I was like, sure, I could save people, I guess. And she's like, look, I'm going to level with you. It's more leg room. And I was yeah. like, no, duh, totally. If it comes to it, I'll be fucking, I'll be John Cena.
You'll be Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, saving everybody. So she hooked me up and wished me Merry Christmas. And yeah, so that was it. It was a good trip, I guess. A lot of time with the family. I didn't see anybody except for one person that I dated when I was like 19. And she and I are still old friends. But I did not. I made a lot of plans, but nobody really came out to see your boy.
Of course not, because that's how people are.
Yeah, I know. Like, even some people that say, like, for instance, they're going to do a documentary for you. And then they also say they're going to hang out with you when you're up there. But
and that didn't happen either.
That's fine. I've been, you know, cool with one of those two things happening, but.
Pick one of them.
Yeah, you know, either the hanging out, slice of pizza, it would have been cool. But yeah, no, so it was a good trip. Spent most of the time with my family, spent most of the time with my nephew. We rarely bond over anything except our mutual hatred of everything. And we have RPG Maker now, which I've told Royce about months ago. It's this thing I wanted to buy, but it's very expensive. And let's just say that we acquired it. And so I will be using that. So we bonded the whole week and played and trying to figure out this program. So it was nice.
We're making an RPG, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to have mini bosses and everything.
I don't know how it's going to work. You know, I'm going to probably have to make it in sections because it's a pain in the ass to make one big project. Like, I don't have that kind of patience.
If people want to help us, let us know.
Yeah. I'm trying to. This is going to be like my baby. I've wanted to do this for a long time. I really wanted to do this. But, I might work on one myself, but this first one we're doing, it's going to be very much in the realm of basically picture all of your favorite lol cows, all of your favorite e-celebs, all your favorite idiots on the internet, all crammed into an RPG, like a Final Fantasy style game, like an old NES game. So there'll be, you know, 8-bit sprites of like, you know, you'll have your Laura Loomers and your Hank Hughes.
Yes.
And, it's going to be very fun. So we're working on that. But yeah, so we did that. And then I hung out with my sister. She's doing relatively well. She hasn't lost her mind considering the year she's had. So yeah, we just spent some time with the family, eat some big city, have a couple laughs. Fucking, you know, you got the pretty much sandwiches are the highlight of the whole week because I got to go to like 3 different places from my childhood and they're all exactly the same and that made me happy. But that was it. What'd you guys
we just went over to my wife's family's house and we hung out there. Nothing too exciting. I can't think of anything too nuts. No, that's it. I wish I could tell you this exciting thing, but nothing really happened.
Royce freaked me out at like fucking. We have a lot of alt accounts and a lot of creepy, shady troll accounts involved with, you know, myself and the show and with Royce. Like, it's just between the two of us and the show. It's a lot going on. And, I did start a fake O.J. Simpson account a long time ago. And, it suddenly had
I accidentally logged because I was re-logging into Twitter and I accidentally logged in with the wrong thing. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, no, it's okay. I take it. It was me. It was me.
But he logged in from where his wife's family lives.
Correct.
So that's why I kind of was like, the fuck? Whoa. I'm like, what's going on? And Roy's like, oh, I'm at the wife's. I'm like, oh, cool. All right. So I'll lose control accounts because, you know.
It was, I'll tell you this, man, because the last couple of years and, well, fucking last 10 years. But, you know, I really didn't give a shit about Christmas. And this year I actively go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm actually going to try to care. And it was nice. I actually got into the holiday spirit. Like, I was like, I feel a good. Like, this is why people do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like after so many years of edgelording and going, you know, the Hallmark holiday. I was like, oh, my God, what an asshole. I felt like such a dick, you know? I felt like that goth kid that's in the corner at the dance. I'm like, why was I so stupid? Like, you know, whatever you believe or don't believe, it's nice to be around family. And, you know, I was sat there and I was having, you know, debates with family members about net neutrality and all that kind of shit.
Well, that's fine. I was I posted the meme of the person with the bowling ball, mm-hmm. and it was the person that said me, and the pins in the background were social gatherings at Christmas time, and the ball said Nazi propaganda.
Yep, that was fucking great.
So I'm not gonna lie. I'm sure I got a little stuff out there. Show's getting a little extreme.
I got a little.
The booze was flowing. I started getting a little mouthy about, you know.
And we rewatched A Wonderful Life. The 1940s, you know, Christmas movie.
Yeah, Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart was the televangelist.
There was a lot of fucking violence and children in that movie. There was a part of the movie where this guy slapped this kid's ear till he bled from it. Literally bled from it.
Yeah, but you know what? That kid probably grew up to be a Marine. And that's, you know, let's be real. Maybe a couple of kids need to have bleeding ear. James Stewart, by the way, was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Was the actor. But, yeah, maybe a kid needs to get a little, you know, maybe your wife gets a little fresh. She catches one in the mouth.
Can I also say that, man, once you try to go deep on Christmas movies and you can't, like, there's only a few that are good. I mean, there's a bunch, of course, but there's only a few that I could handle, you know? And after that, it's like, you start, even like somebody watching the Santa Claus and I'm like, oh, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I felt bad for my family because, like, Royce, this is my first year of being completely, I'm not like Mr. Pro Christmas. I'm not like the one that's like, I'm going to put the star on the tree.
No, I'm not. Yes, I understand.
But, you know, just showing up for the first time in 7 years to a family function at Christmas time, they were like, it's, even though I'm a complete sociopath and I'm a complete lunatic, It was still nice. It was nice to just be like
to be people.
We're having food like we used to eat and talking about things. But it's pretty cool. I think my family, you know, is definitely too nice to me at times, considering how screwed up they all are. We all are. I mean, we're all a mess. But you know, we all relatively like each other. All things relatively. Considered. Well, I'm saying there's, you know, certain parts of the family that didn't come out all right. That don't like each other, don't even speak to people. Like this part of my family, it's like when I go see my sister or my nephew, it's like, ah, cool. Well, we like each other at least. At least the three of us are cool.
So you were telling me before we went on about a newspaper had to eat its words.
Oh, you
want to get into that?
I want to get into this because it's our friends, our very good friends, Dave Goss and Sean Griffin, who host a show called Connecting Right Radio. I've plugged them a lot before, KHTS in Santa Clarita. I have described Dave and Sean before as being sort of the bizarro Mersch and Royce, the yin to our yang, the angels to our devils. Royce and I are a bit more aggressive, and a bit more... We're like a black ops squad that's just like, oh, we have an enemy? Well, let's go burn all the schools down with
the kids
in it. That is
correct.
And we'll worry about the ramifications later. Whereas Dave and Sean are very charitable, very involved in their communities. They're just, they're very beloved guys. They happen to be Trump supporters.
So they're racist, bigots, and homophobes.
Well, yeah, I was getting to the part about that.
Oh, okay, sorry. I have already assumed because the media has told me if you support Trump, you hate fags.
I was trying to do the opposite of what the media does. I'm trying to play it down.
Got it.
Yeah, guys, they're Nazis, but check it out. We're going to go with they're Trump supporters from California.
No problem.
but yeah, so I guess they got into a beef. They tried to get a guy named Brian Caforio on the air. He's running for Congress. And just because you're running for Congress doesn't mean you're cool. Like, anybody can run for Congress. And it's like, there's a lot of, like, Omar Navarro's running for Congress. So everybody get a grip on yourself. All you need is a couple $100 and a few people to come and do a photo op with you. You can run for Congress. Remember, we had the lady that was doing one of fucking Buffalo Wild Wings around here. We almost went to that, by the way,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, we really did.
We got invited to a congressional lady's. She was running for Congress, and her first appearance was going to be at a Buffalo Wild Wings in like Claremont, Florida, or like one of those like Sanford, Florida, where you're like, ew. And I was like, this is so ew. We have to go and set up cameras and interview everybody. But anyway, Brian Kaforio is one of these jagoffs. He's not actually going to be a congressman. He's one of like 97 Democrats running for the congressional seat. He wrote an op-ed, where it might have been a Facebook post, where he just eviscerated them because I guess Dave and Sean originally were going to have him on a program. And I guess he didn't come on. He pulled like an Ian Miles Chong or some shit. He did like a little pussy ass move where he was a dick about it. And they may have, you know, referenced it, you know, whatever. But anyway, he just started going off about these guys. And they tried to save face and say, well, I'm not going on their show because they promote alt-right hate.
Oh, of course.
And of course.
They'll fucking go to, yeah, the local talk show accused of being a hotbed of hate from the Santa Clarita Gazette.
Yeah.
Blair Bless, backlash, over a recent opinion piece denouncing two local radio personalities took a political turn this week. Democratic congressional candidate Brian Kaforio blasted hometown station's KHTS talk show host Dave Goss and Sean Griffin in Tuesday's issue of The Signal, leveling charges that their program propagates and normalizes hate speech and extremism in Santa Clarita Valley.
Also, this is a terribly written article, Blair Bless.
This is I'm not even.
Royce again, and I are not the best article readers. No, and we'll stutter and stammer.
Of course.
But I'm following Royce and I'm going, this poor fuck, he's got nothing to work with here.
I read.
Hate the beat.
I read a lot. I have read in the years we've been doing, I've read a lot of articles. I have read from really good writers, really bad writers. I'm not claiming to be in any way, shape, or form some literary genius, but this is childlike writing.
Royce said hate speak, and I went, is this nigga stupid? And I looked at the article, and I'm like,
no, it doesn't say hate speech. It says hate speak.
He normalized hate speak, you know, he speak your hate.
And extremism in Santa Clarita Valley, without referring to either the host or the station name, Kaforio castigated, look, this bitch has a word of the day calendar, and she's not putting the word in the right place.
Yeah, you worked castigated in, but in a terrible place.
Okay. Kaforio.
Why don't you add the word speech to your fucking calendar?
Kaforio castigated the two after they criticized his refusal to appear on Connecting Right, their weekly radio program. Both Goss and Griffin, self-avowed 3%ers, I love them, a wing of the militia movement that has been identified. Hold on, I got to read this without laughing. Here we go. Stop it, because then I'm going to laugh.
It's even harder for me because I've known them longer. It's just silly. When you know Dave Goss and Sean Griffin, I have not stopped calling him a 3%er now. I don't care what he posts on Facebook.
Please get him on.
Fucking three. Oh, yeah, they're coming on at the beginning of the year.
A wing of the militant movement that has been identified as a group of anti-government extremists by the, here it is, Southern Poverty Law Center.
Boys, you made it! Woo!
I'm jealous. I'm jealous that they made it before we did. I want to be on there.
Boys. We've been trying so hard. And we're like, Royce and I are like the Leo DiCaprios of the fucking Southern Poverty Law Center hate watch. Yeah. But like every year, we're like, when are we going to get our nod?
Come on, we got to get in there. We bitch have to get fucked by a bear. And the ADL, Anti Defamation League.
All right, well, that one you got to
work hard.
That one's a little more.
The 3%ers are a dangerous group, and I didn't want to give them the platform by appearing on their show. Give them the platform, but it's their show. They already have a platform.
I'm not good at, first of all, Howard Stern. All right. I would never come on your shit show if you're watching, okay? Howie, you know why? I'm not going to give you that platform. I'm not going to expose Howard Stern to all my fans.
Since we're at it, hey, Sean Hannity.
Yeah, hey, Hannity, if you're watching this, guess what? You want to fuck with Carrot Coffee Makers?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring my massive fan base onto your failing platform, sir. I'm not going to do it.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate it.
The balls on this guy. How dare you, Kaforio?
Yeah. Hey, listen, Joe Rogan. All right. Listen, Rogan man.
Yeah.
You think that I am going to stoop to your level?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You went on the show. How else are you going to stand out in a field of 84 Democratic congressional candidates for that town?
Gross called Califorio's claim a mischaracterization. He likened 3%ers to Black Lives Matter, saying there are probably fringe elements in both groups, not representative of the whole. Mark Pitcavage, which sounds like a when like they're trying to make a movie about Scientology, but they have to make a fake name. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to get sued. So it's not Ron Miscavige.
This Pitcavage guy murdered his wife on a boat. And they're like, what? He's like, I never said Miscavige.
I said, Mark Pitcavage. Everybody knows him. Senior research fellow with the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism.
Oh, that sounds like a fucking exciting job that you probably don't get paid for, intern.
You know who's? I bet they're really fun at parties.
Senior research fellow. That sounds like a made up position.
It is.
Yeah, we'll call you senior research
fellow.
Fellow.
There it was going to be senior research dude, but they upgraded him to fellow. With the ADL Center on Extremism, has been studying these groups since 1994 and made clear that the militia movement is not mainstream. 3%ers are often equated with white supremacists. That's incorrect.
You know how many... every time I meet a 3%er, I can assure you, 4 times out of 10, they're not white.
Yeah, they're 80% Mexican.
There's a lot of Mexican 3%ers.
Co-host Sean Griffin used those expletives in a criticism of the junior senator from California during the June 14th episode of the Duos podcast. The triggering. Good name. Goldman stressed that remarks for behavior of the nature on air would be grounds for immediate cancellation of any show on KHTS. Connecting Ride is a paid program, neither produced or owned by the station. Nothing that the opinions or views expressed on the host and their guests, blah, 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 blah. You get the whole point. So anyway,
these guys I know, Dave Goss and Sean Griffin, both of them avowed 3%ers. Who want to blow up the government. If you're listening, government, that's what they're out to do. I want you to know that. And this Brian Califorio guy hit it right on the nose. This couldn't be... He couldn't have picked a worse two guys that I know who happen to like Trump and happen to be like conservatives. Because these two are the nicest guy. Like, they're nice young dudes who every time I see them, they're doing either some charity shit or some radio shit or some streaming shit. They're always doing shit. Like, these are not guys like fucking Bass Stick Man and all these other guys running around.
Yeah, they're not in jail.
Live streaming themselves, hitting people with sticks. Like, it's just, dude, this was amazing. So congratulations, Dave and Sean.
Seriously.
Because now, you know, they decided that they were just going to spin a negative into a positive.
Santa Clarita Gazette. Former radio host counters with kindness. The co-host of radio show, the Democratic congressional candidate Brian Califorio, blasted us promoting and normalizing hate speech. This time, this is a different writer, you could tell. And extremism took to Facebook and said he was tired of fighting and instead he wants to respond with action. I was going to write a long opinion piece in rebuttal of the misinformation, lies, and political rhetoric that local Democratic candidate Brian Califorio used to try to rally his base, Sean Griffin wrote Tuesday. But after this last year, I'm just drained and tired of both political sides using fear to do nothing more than divide this country. What a Nazi. Griffin,
can you believe this fucking 3%er?
Unbelievable.
This militia fucking domestic terrorist cocksucking motherfucker.
What AM station is he on?
Where do you get off, Dave Goss? Oh, I'm going to help charity and help people in my community.
What AM station is he on? 1488?
Yeah, seriously.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you know who else helped, you know,
fucking... Helping people? Yeah. That's so gay.
Sounds very much like Hitler.
Yeah, yeah. You know who else loved dogs? Hitler. Griffin, who previously hosted...
How many dogs do you have, Dave?
Yeah.
We'll be waiting to hear from you.
Yeah. You know our number. Griffin, who previously hosted the program...
You know how fair we are. Any answer is the wrong answer.
Always.
I have none. Oh, so you hate dogs.
You hate dogs.
Okay, then I see how it is.
Hosted paid programming Connecting Right with Dave Goss and his airs are locally on KHTS is offering signed copies of the Gazette's article from last week in exchange for donations to the Domestic Violence Center of Santa Clarita. Goss also will sign the article Griffin wrote and Griffin invited.
For white people. It's whites only domestic violence.
Well, that's implied.
Just, it's not really, folks.
It's not. And anyway, that's implied. that's implied because for it to be another race, there would have to be two married people put together. So, you know. May the odds be ever in your favor.
Oh, man.
this political theater, Kaforio, for the same reason I'm not going to do their show. Kaforio said it's political theater. They raised how much money? I think about $1,400. And he's saying it's political theater.
Yeah,
you're right. You, motherfucker, are the one that put your foot in your mouth. And now this paper, $1,600, excuse me.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but no offense to Dave and Sean, because they are great guys. They do a great show. This was a genius move. Also, shout out to Matt, their other co-host, and a guy who's involved. He helped a lot with that fundraiser. But you do realize, right, these aren't guys that are, you're not fucking with, you know, Ben Shapiro or like a Sean Hannity or like somebody with a whole network behind them. Like, you just got fucking owned by two guys that do their own little show that like literally never started a fight with you. And they're not, again, they're not using Fox News's platform to crush you 24/7. You just got bitch slapped by a show that, if I recall correctly, is on one day a week. And you just got a whole mouth full of dick. How are you going to get to Congress and take on the Frank Underwoods of the world? Like, how's that going to happen?
I mean, trying to let him fuck you?
Yeah, well, maybe that's a good start.
You know.
But how are you going to get up to Congress and play fucking 4D chess against fucking, you know, all these politicians? And you just got owned by a pair of radio guys that were like, all right, bitch, I'll donate money to charity, nigga.
What are you going to say now?
Fuck up out of my face.
Don't say the N-word. People get mad in the chat. Then they say, oh, you're not supposed to say that. Your guys are funny, but you really shouldn't say the N-word.
Yeah, except that, like, they always end up getting yelled at by other
black
people.
I know.
That's amazing.
Which
I love it.
Which is really funny.
It's really funny watching five people argue over my use of a word. And yeah. I'm like, I don't even have to defend myself anymore.
I say what I want. did you see that? Well, we talked about it. We can't believe we were off the air when it happened, but Bay Stickman went to jail.
Yeah, he got out in time for Christmas, though.
He raised the money, right?
Yeah, he raised the money. Raised a lot of money.
Think you'll come on her show now?
These fucking boomers, man. I don't know. I sent out an olive branch on Christmas.
I read it.
Yeah. I wrote to him and he wrote back Merry Christmas. So I think wait.
I didn't hear that.
No, I texted Bay Stickman.
Oh.
Yeah, I texted
him
on Christmas.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to look. I, as Royce was saying earlier about himself, I myself have turned over a new leaf. I'm still a horrendous human being. I even said, I think, something in the text about, I'll probably go back to making viciously fun of you. Like, by next week. However, Christmas Day, I know you got kids. I don't think anybody except, you know, diddlers and murderers should be in jail. So, you know, all bullshit aside, Merry Christmas. We'll go back to hating each other next year. And he was like, all right, man, Merry Christmas. So,
well, now we have to get him on the show. I think it'll go well.
Should I go, hey, come on the show, faggot?
That's what started this.
Oh. Well, they didn't write it yet.
Okay, good. Are you still going to write? He's still going to do it. He's probably still going to do it.
You're the one that wrote it last time, so don't put
because
that on
me. Called me a...
Fine, but don't say, like, I'm going to go off and just suddenly call people the F word.
I learned it from watching you, okay?
Whatever. I'm a gentleman. You know what? I don't like being accused of shit. Folks, I need you to donate money right now to Santa Clarita Domestic Violence Center. Let's show this piece of shit Royce Lopez.
You could donate at patreon.com/we're not sorry. 100%
and we'll
of the
get
money.
It on over to him.
No donations will be given to Santa Clarita. We are bad. You're right, man. I mean, in that same situation, we would have called them a fucking cocksucking fag.
No, I actually said we would have raised money and then went and burned down like a local children's shelter in his neighborhood to send a message. Because we are not Dave Goss or Sean Griffin. They are wonderful men. We're just like, I'm like, I'll set his fucking car on fire the day before he goes to buy a Christmas tree. Because fuck him. That's why. Don't talk to me about that. 3 percenters. Are you serious? I don't even get. I think there was some kind of a. I think Dave was pictured once at a place where there was a 3 percenter flag in the background somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, what the odds of that are? I'm sure there's pictures of me with all kinds of flags and backgrounds of places we've
been. Don't the 3 percenters sound like a season 3 gang from Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, they really do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're like the 1 percenters, but there's 3 times as many of them. Get it? That was a math joke.
I don't get it. Oh, by the way, can I say, speaking of, the way Trump trolled the entire left and they fell for it this week was amazing. Today was amazing when he says it's record temperatures, record low temperatures. We could use some global warming.
Bro, that's big. Come on, it's a couple days after Christmas. We got New Year's. Why don't you go chill out?
It was
relax, Trump.
But no, I get it. I get it. Listen, I agree. Listen, my sentiment is I agree with you. I think you should get off Twitter for a bit. However, with that being said, there is something beautiful about seeing after he posted it, they do exactly what he wants them to do. It is, I've never seen, because that's just a dumb joke. That's Trump. That's the joke that, you know, you and I are sick of. We're like, so much for global warming, huh? But he reworked that joke. But they immediately think, number one, that he's serious. That he really thinks the world could use more
clothes. He's just doing what we did fucking 7 years ago when Twitter first came out.
Yeah.
But it's become very hard to do that level of trolling. Like, you got to be really good nowadays. But back in the day, we always did shit like that, sure. Not on that mass scale. Trump's just very good at, give me 280 characters, and I'm going to ruin everybody's day. Everybody's going to spurg out, and then I'm just going to go back to hanging out with my kid. You know, hey, he was genius.
Did you see that the reporters, another funny Trump thing, the reporters were hiding out in the bushes trying to get a picture of him playing golf in West Palm Beach. I swear to God.
Was it Laura Loomer?
No. It was listen, if it was Laura Loomer, I'd get it. Like CNN and MSNBC, like real reporters, were hiding out to get footage of him playing golf. And then him at church, that was great. They were clapping in church, I guess, for him.
We have been covering what lazy sacks of shit presidents and congressmen have been for the past 12 years. Let's stop putting this on Trump.
Yeah.
Because George W. Bush was terrible. Obama was terrible.
No, he wasn't. He was the greatest president that ever lived.
I just meant in terms of a taking
vacation. Are you saying that he wasn't black and awesome?
I'm saying hanging out in Hawaii for a month with fucking Beyonce or whatever is probably costing a lot of money.
I don't know. Looking at all the judges he had in his pocket, I think he was just fucking those judges. Because, dude, Hawaii shouldn't count for anything. I'm sorry. You know you want to repeal women voting? I want to kick Hawaii out of the fucking union. I don't want him here anymore. Seriously, we don't fucking need them. We'll work someone else in and give us the 50 stars. I don't give a shit, you know. But
it's a strategic military base.
Yeah, you know what else? I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's...
I'm not saying we still don't own it. We own it, but they don't get any of the rights of a state. We treat them like a Guam.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
You understand
cool.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We treat them like a Guam.
Like a Puerto Rico.
Right, like a federal judge in Guam can't stop fucking Trump's order. You know what I mean?
And have you seen Hawaiians? Yeah. I mean, they're practically Puerto Ricans.
That's true. They're Puerto Ricans that like eating a lot of rice for breakfast, which I think is weird.
Yeah, they're like Puerto Ricans mixed with Asians. There's no reason for it.
That's exactly what they look like. You know, the homeless problem over there is ridiculous in Hawaii.
Well, they should build more homes.
How the fuck did they get there? There's no land to build anything there.
So then maybe people should chill out there and stop doing meth and banging each other and having Dog the Bounty Hunter chasing you.
If you go to the dry side of the island, it really is just meth and criminals. I mean, I guess it's a good place to hide out if you're on the run from the law.
Yeah, because nobody wants to go that far.
Nobody
wants to take a flight to Hawaii. You're like, nah.
Six hours just from California. But from here, it's another, I don't know what fucking many hours.
Yeah,
but it's forever to get over there.
God damn. But the longest I ever went was New York to Denver straight, and I wanted to kill myself.
It sucks, man. I don't care you could be in first class in the most comfortable. It doesn't matter, man. Flying for that long is just, and I always get sick after flying.
Yeah, if you're a smoker, it's even worse. You just want to murder everybody. Being a smoker is the toughest thing on a plane.
I was told that smokers are jokers, but that's just me.
Yeah, I guess that would just be you.
No, I believe that all smokers are jokers.
I was called a joker and a smoker and a midnight toker.
That wasn't you.
Yeah, it was.
You have to stop pretending that songs are your life. I keep telling you to do that.
But if I do that, how will I stay smoking?
Okay. Last week you kept telling me you were bad. You're bad and you know it. And I go, no, that's Michael Jackson's song.
I am bad and I know it. And that is more than a feeling. So
okay, that's
you don't get it.
More than a feeling, that's Boston. Mm-hmm, now you're singing a Boston song. I think at this point you're more jukebox than man.
Look, if you want to argue with me about it, man, you might as well jump.
You know,
because we're not doing this right now.
No, we're not. So you're going to stop doing that, please? Because no, I started this. I get it, but now it's starting to bother me. So please stop. Go ahead and jump. See, now I'm doing it. Oh, the other thing. Right before the show, I clicked the link like an idiot, and Mike walked in, and he goes, would you fall into like some pedo wood thing? I'm like, yeah. So I started watching these pedo wood videos, and I'm like, oh, my God. There's way people convolute, like there's, it started normally. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. And then you're like, and these satanic simp. I'm like, oh, God,
you know what's great about the age of the internet, though, and conspiracies and stuff? It's proven to us that English people really aren't that smart. Because it's like now, like when we grew up, every time you heard a British guy, it was always in a movie or something. They were always like, oh, I've got you, Mr.
Or Bond. David Attenborough.
They always had some great plan. Yeah. But now it's like you just hear these guys on the video. Now I'm going to show you 3.5 hours of Luciferian Masonic temple imagery and pedophilia. And you're like, thanks, Paul Joseph Watson. You guys aren't that smart. Stop using toothpaste with fluoride.
Here's some soy pills.
Fucking idiot.
Eat these, stupid.
Here's why UFOs are real. Oh, okay, great. They're stupid, too. I thought it was just Americans. But no, you guys are retarded, too. Diversity is our strength. Okay, yeah, no, they are dumber.
They really are dumber. It is Poland. As you know, who's killing it? Poland's killing it right now. They literally have no rape.
Not with that.
It's like no rape.
They got a new prime minister, though. And I don't know.
I don't know, man. They say they're going to sanction him. And Poland's like, do it, bitch. I fucking dare you.
Yeah, they were saying that. And then they got a new prime minister. And
we'll see.
Let's just say he was previously a banker.
What does that have to do with it? Is he good with money? I don't see what you're saying.
Like sort of like an international.
Uh-huh.
Sort of a nationally rootless.
Okay.
Kind of a banker type.
Like a Mitt Romney? Like had money like that?
Like their PM just stepped down and there's a new Polish prime minister and he's one of those, like he doesn't eat shellfish.
He has an allergy? He must have an allergy.
Something like that? He doesn't, like, for instance, he wouldn't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, okay, I get it. So he's a secular guy, doesn't celebrate holidays. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, we're never going to get anywhere with this. But let's just say that there's a new sheriff in town in Poland.
Oh, he's Jewish.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah, yeah, I got
and
it.
And that insidious bastard's probably going to erode their borders.
You know, it's actually funny. Henry Ford wrote a really funny book about that. You know, he gets remembered for the car, but not so much that other book that he wrote.
It's not a car. It's a Jew flattening machine. Are you sure? Because just get in this and go from place to place.
Holy fuck, when they tell you about the car, Henry, they don't tell you about the fucking Nazi side of Henry Ford.
Oh boy, do they not.
Woo!
Or Coco Chanel.
The
or
International
Hugo Boss.
The International Jew, I believe, was the name of his book.
Or everybody at Volkswagen. Look, the point is, there was a. Or George H.W. Bush. Look, the point is. Well, Prescott Bush, I guess. Probably Prescott Bush.
Prescott, I believe.
Prescott Bush was. Yeah, they all. They all made their
Walt Disney.
They all made their buckaroonies off it.
Walt Disney's a notorious
B.I.G.
No, he's alive. His head's frozen, remember?
Oh, that makes you alive.
Yeah, it does. Mr. Freeze was frozen in the Batman movies, and he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fucking take that.
What kind of retard wants to come back or be alive again?
Ugh. Who's the other one? The baseball player, Ty Cobb?
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams was the one. What kind of retarded small view of the universe do you have that you're just like, I want to come back to this over and over again? Like, you fucking loser.
But what if you come back RoboCop style? I mean, I think that's fine if you're coming back like enhanced. I agree with you if you're going to come back and live the same shitty, painful life. But if you could come back and, let's say, have wings and have guns for hands.
Okay, but nobody does that. So
let's people do that. How do you know? You're not a fucking future guy.
Okay, you're a good point. You're correct. I'm not a future guy.
All the time, Mike Time Cop Sheely comes in and ruins my good time.
I'm not a future guy. He's got me there.
He's not. He's not a future guy. Don't let him lie to you, ladies.
But just who wants to keep doing this? You fucking stop. Enough. Get off the ride. These people that just are like, yeah, you get reincarnated. Really? You want to fucking die and hit the light in the tunnel and come back and be in, like, Michigan? You know how fucking depressing that is? Do you understand how dark that is? Like, death is awesome. Like, these people are like, I'm going to freeze and come back and live forever. Why? This place is terrible.
Well, speaking of terrible, they said that we're not going to expect to see or hear any footage about the Vegas shooting until the one-year anniversary.
Oh, good. They're saving it. They're rolling it out for a miniseries. What are they doing?
It's been more than 85 days since gunman Stephen Compt Paddock, 64, shot up a country music concert
in
L.A.
Look, you don't know my brother. He was a great guy. He had money. It was all Compt.
The FBI has released little to no information about Paddock, and no information exists about a possible motive, although the FBI ruled out a possibility of terrorism almost immediately, despite multiple claims of responsibility by ISIS. New York Times reporter Rukamni Kalamachi, who specifically covers ISIS, warned against automatically dismissing the claims by terrorist organizations. There are dozens of questions that are all answered. The media is no longer asking, as the FBI recently said, that they will not release a report on what they believe happened for another 9 months. Why? That doesn't make sense. We know 9/11, we were fed authority immediately. Like every terrorist thing,
never needed 9 months to come up with a lie. This is a pretty big lie, whatever they're cooking up.
9 months. They fucking literally could have a baby in that time. Special agent in charge, Aaron Ross. Remember the fucking lead sheriff disappeared and then they just found him, but no explanation. He just disappeared and they found him. They didn't even ask. They're not saying why he left. I don't know. Maybe he's fierce for his life.
Yeah, maybe he's fucking panicking that everyone who survived this ordeal is dead.
Yep.
Maybe he's the fucking scared girl at the end of the Final Destination movie. She just wants to get out.
Special agent in charge Aaron Rouse said that the FBI has interviewed more than 400 people worldwide about Paddock, which directly contradicts the media's narrative that he was an off-the-grid type who kept to himself and knew nothing about. Okay, so I don't know, man. And I mean, the thing is, like, what recourse do you have? What do you do in a situation like this? Like, they don't have to tell you shit if they don't want to.
No, they don't. So it's, you know, I don't know, man. This is just, the whole thing's it's bullshit. ISIS never says, hey, we did that unless they, you know, did it. Like, there's not a history of ISIS being like, you know, oh, we did this, and people find out, nah, it wasn't ISIS.
Right.
You know, Al-Qaeda did that. Al-Qaeda had a bad habit of being like, you know, if the vice president fucking tripped and stubbed his toe, Al-Qaeda was like, oh, this was us. We turned into White House. ISIS has a different style. They don't usually say, yeah, we did it, unless we're like, yeah, we did it, dog. So I don't know, man. I'm starting to lean towards this was a Fast and Furious type deal.
And it blew up in their face?
And it blew up. Like, basically, this was a scenario where it was the FBI in charge of Fast and Furious, if I recall correctly. That was them.
Yeah.
And I think that the FBI said, we can't ever get anything that blew up in our face worse than Fast and Furious. And then another section of the FBI went, hold our beer. We can totally do worse than this. I think that there was some weapons. I don't think we were, I think we were dealing with some ISIS-y people, and that we were going to sell them guns that were going to either be, I don't know, booby-trapped or backfire or trace or something. And I don't know, something went wrong. And Mr. Hunter K and Sushi got his fucking dome popped off his face, and that's it. That's what I think happened.
We're getting a caller here. Hi, caller. Who's this?
This is Jack.
Well, hello, Jack.
What's up, Jack?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
Just sitting here going through Twitch, watching streams.
And you stumbled across our fine program.
How old are you, Jack, if you don't mind me asking? How old of a fellow
Wait, let
are
me
you?
Guess. 37.
No, I'm going to guess 36.
Nope.
All right, how old are you?
You have to guess better.
All right, honestly, I would say...
I'm going to go 11.
I'm going to go 14.
14's right.
Damn.
Yes!
What did you win besides us going to jail for being on the phone with a kid?
No, we could talk to him. He's, you know, so what do you...
You can talk to me.
Yeah, so you called in. What do you want to talk about, Jack?
I don't know. I was just interested in y'all talking about... I kind of joined midway, but...
What are the kids saying about the Vegas shooting there?
Yeah, what do you think happened to the Vegas shooting? What do you think the geopolitical consequences if it was an FBI or CIA sting? And go.
Okay, well, one thing I have to say about it, I'm a little confused why the shooter didn't go for Jason Aldean on stage. He would have been the clear shot.
See, can't our of-age callers be like this kid?
Can I say, Jack, honestly, you may be better than most of our normal callers.
But to answer your question in full, Jack, that's because Jason Aldean is an American treasure compared to, let's say, if it had been like a Luke Bryan or like a Kenny Chesney up there.
Oh, Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts would have gotten they would have gotten the shrapnel, trust me, kid. But Jason Aldean, you know, I think was probably... the 11th most famous person at that concert that day.
And he's at least the 10th most famous Jason. So, you know.
He's like one of the people that represents country music.
Where are you from, Jack? Where do you live? What state do you live in?
Yeah, give us your full address. Start with his
what state do you
live in? I'm at 75.
What state do you live in?
Washington.
Okay, Washington State?
Yes.
Do you like country music?
Yep.
Well, who's your favorite country star?
I mean...
And why is it Garth Brooks?
I would say, my first concert was Luke Bryan when I turned 9. I got tickets, Sam. That's, all I wanted. But have you heard of Ken Brown?
No, I've heard of Ken Burns.
I've heard of Ken Bone.
Ken Brown, you look him up on YouTube later. He's like a new upcoming country artist. It's like really unique music. I like him a lot.
So, Jack,
I might be going to him for May, though.
Let me ask you a question, Jack. What do you think about all these goddamn liberals ruining your great state of Washington?
Yeah, seriously. Who did your parents vote for, Jack?
Honestly, I don't know.
Are you red-pilled on the JQ?
Well, we're going to turn you into a conservative, Jack. That's going to be our goal. I want you to be our little project here. We're going to help you out. When kids... Okay, here you go, Jack. We're going to give you a quick rundown. How many genders are there?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how to count.
Well, that's fair.
If you can count to two, you're our friend.
The real answer is two, Jack. And if anyone tries to give any nonsense at school, you'd be like, listen, buddy, there's only two. And if you think you say anything else, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich, courtesy of Mike Sheely.
Yeah, exactly. You tell him Mike Sheely sent him, and you tell him this. You say, listen here, queer civics teacher, okay? Bill Nye was a mechanical engineer, not a scientist. Now get out my face with that weak shit.
And you tell him Royce Lopez sent you.
Well, I have a question for you.
Sure, absolutely. We're here to grow your knowledge base. Go for it.
Okay. Man, I just forgot. What do you think about whatever Katie Jenner or whatever turned into a guy or whatever?
Other way around. It's Bruce Jenner, who was an American hero, a man of men, who won more gold medals than anybody else, decided to cut his pecker off and become a chick. And again, if anybody ever tells you that's normal, you look them in your bitch eyes and you go, you have a fucking mental disease, sir.
Yeah.
Get out of my face.
I'll put it this way for you, Jack. Look, the way I look at it is Lance Armstrong only lost one testicle.
One.
And that son of a bitch got all his gold medals taken away. Yeah. This Caitlyn Jenner cuts off his whole penis and he gets to keep his gold medals? Where's the justice in America?
That's right. You know what? I agree.
Can we even be saying shit like this?
I think we can. I think it's fine.
Yes, you can.
We're fine because, again, we're allowed to talk to the youth of America, all right? Because here's the thing. You know, we're going to rap to you, okay? Pretend we're sitting backwards in our chairs right now, all right?
That's
this country is run by a certain type of people.
Oh, no.
And when you look at numbers and you look at the size of smokestacks,
it's just impossible over the course of 4 years for...
Why were there only six numbers?
Imagine a bakery is baking thousands of pieces of bread a day. I can't do this anymore.
And then they put in your history books that all of a sudden they were just burnt. Let's say they were baking 6 million pieces of wheat bread. And when you start finding out... Yeah, sure. They were cooking some wheat bread, but they were inflating the numbers. It was more like 400,000 pieces of wheat bread.
And when you were in middle school, you remember that it was about 3 to 4 gorillion pieces of bread that were being baked. And then suddenly, you get all old, and now you're 34, and it's 17 gorillion. Yeah. And then it's just insanity, Jack. Don't let them lie to you, Jack.
And then you're sitting up online till 2 in the morning watching documentaries where they're showing you that there's no way they could have made that much bread. Yeah. They didn't have the resources to make that much bread.
Yeah. The greatest story never told. Well, now it's been told. Yeah. And now I can't go to work and act like a normal person. Yeah. But anyway, it's, you know.
So anyway, what's your favorite subject?
In school?
Yeah. What else? Of course it's school. What's your favorite subject?
I can't do this.
Let me think about that one. I would say it is
clearly not the big class.
Either, well, it's my lowest grade class, but probably science or PE.
PE, physical education, huh?
Well, I have PE next semester. Like I switch classes. Mm-hmm. I only have one for half a semester. Or wait, no. My favorite subject right now is computer science, which is designing apps.
Now,
well, Jack, I want to tell you a little something. It's a little word of advice from your boy Mersh. Science is good and all, but science is dangerous.
It is.
Okay? It's very dangerous and corrosive to the central traditional structure. I can't do this anymore.
I guess what we're saying is if you look at tribalism... Okay, I can't say that one either.
I can't do this anymore. I can't say that one. I'm uncomfortable now.
Okay, let's try this again. We can talk to kids. Watch me talk to kids. Check this out. Hey, man, what's your favorite video game? Wolfenstein?
Do I just make something up or, like, tell the truth?
No, the truth. What's your favorite video game, dude?
Well, there's, like, multiple, like, I've been getting into, but, like, hold on, let me go to my desktop.
You don't need to look at it, just pick one. I don't care. Don't look it up, just... What's the last one you played?
The last game I played...
What are you on now, Minecraft?
Building simulator with my steering wheel.
Do you play Minecraft?
Play Minecraft, building a Brandenburg gate. Hanging out. She's fucking out her head.
Yeah,
you know, it's funny. Sometimes I watch Minecraft videos... Where they build different things like starships and, like, you know, Nuremberg and stuff like that.
Yeah, with like mod packs and stuff.
Yeah. Do you have any mod packs?
Yeah. There's one me and my friend are working on right now.
Mm-hmm. Now what? What are you guys building?
Well, we're doing Sky Factory, Skyblock, if you know what that is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Currently, we planned on playing later tonight, but he hasn't talked to me. I think he's playing a different game right now. But we have our own like Discord server, and we play with people on a server. Uh-huh. But we're working on generators for power.
Okay. And now, when you make these different Minecraft things, have you ever looked into like late 30s, early 40s Germany?
Okay, come and look. You can't.
No. The architecture. Nope. The architecture. What are you talking
about? Look, I get it. I like post-classical Eastern European architecture, too. Me too. But the point is, I know what you're doing right now.
I like eagles that are holding things.
Yes, who doesn't? But I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
I know what you're doing, and stop.
I'm opening.
What's he doing?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it's fair that I'm trying to teach. Because, here's the thing. Listen. When you talk to your teachers, all right?
I want you to know that I don't often tap out. But I'm now uncomfortable to do. I'm actually tapping out.
When you go talk to your teachers, what you do is to woke them. What you do is you go, listen, you liberal shills. I'm gonna come
globalist.
Here. You globalist
shills.
Call your teachers globalist shills.
You say you globalist shill.
Yeah.
Our Father in Heaven, Alex Jones, will protect us from the gay frogs.
Okay. Which one of you has two doors behind you?
That's Mersh.
Okay. What are you drinking?
Remember a little bit of the old sauce there. I got the Jameson.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But I'm not going to... You're 14. You shouldn't be up
don't
to the
Don't be
J-mo.
Saying nice. You should be drinking. You okay? Should be drinking fucking soda.
Hey,
you should be drinking beer and lights.
Around,
you're 14.
Too.
You should be drinking beer and MD-2020, yeah. Wild Irish Rose, the light stuff. Special reserves.
All I drink is water and G Fuel.
And yet, you know what? You should only be smoking regs, because I didn't get fancy weed when I was 14. I had to smoke regs out of shitty papers.
Sometimes you get lucky.
Once in a while, but most of the time.
Whoa! Remember older kid weed?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like 14, but then you'd be hanging out with a 17-year-old, and you'd go, whoa, I smoked some high school weed.
I got some Crippy. Remember that? I got some Crippy, dog. I'm like, oh, he's got Crip, bro.
Oh, man. Anybody else love fucking...
Oh, you're in Washington, though. It's legal there, so I don't even have to say don't do drugs. When you're 18, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make a prediction.
There's a bunch of pot shops, on every block.
Bunch of degenerates.
I'm going to make a prediction, too, about Jack here. I've never met a Jack I didn't like, besides my old man. But...
You know what's funny about that? You know how many of my teachers have said that?
I'm telling you, Jack's a good name. Even if you know a Jack who's like kind of an asshole, he's usually like a clever, can get himself out of a jam asshole.
Yeah.
Like, it's good to have a Jack in the crew.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good
point. You don't know Jack.
Just don't make it my old man, because that guy was a sack of shit.
Yeah, even when Robin Williams played that kid that grew up too fast, he was a Jack, and he was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then as soon as he stopped being funny or good in movies, he hung himself like a decent guy. So, Robin Williams even
So here's what you learn. Let me teach you something, Jack. Never stop being funny, all right? Because after that, it's all downhill. And also, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to do some sort of entertainment, whether it's music, singing, or creating, acting, anything like that, content-wise.
All right, well, two words of advice. Have realistic backup just in case.
Yeah.
I know guys that are very good DJs, but they also, electricians. The other thing is, look... Wear a bag when you smash in these hoes.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation out there nowadays. Some bubonic plague type shit going on. Keep it wrapped up. Keep yourself out. Don't have any kids.
Dad, at least until you're like, I would say at least until
17.
At least until you're the ripe age of 17. No, wait until you're in the late 20s. Give yourself some time, maybe 30s. Think about it. And remember this advice, because they won't tell you this shit. Hoes are trifling. They don't teach you that in school. All right? So don't forget.
All right. Well, here's what I got to do. Can we do this?
Sure.
Can we make Jack like a regular thing?
Absolutely.
So let's get Jack. I need you to do me a favor, bud. Before we get off the phone, you're going to go to revengeofthesis.com, right? It'll take you to our Facebook page. Shoot us a message.
Yes.
Because we're going to have life advice with Jack.
Yeah, we want you to go ahead.
Wait, what do I search?
Do you have just go to Revenge of the Sis. If you look at the screen, our website's at the bottom of it. Look,
Revengeofthesis.com.
He's got one old school keyboards.
Yeah, .com.
What?
Revengeofthesis.com. It should take us to our Facebook page, Jack.
I feel like Jack needs our guidance.
Okay? Yeah, he does. You know,
so I think I think once a month we should reconnect with Jack, see what he's up to, and try to guide him into this.
I think he can tell us his problems. You know, we can grow ourselves a nice little. Hey, what's your haircut situation like?
See
Jack?
That connecting, right? Fuck you guys. You're not the only one who do good things for the community.
Yeah.
Hold on, I can't find it. Hold on,
charity. I'm Sean Griffin. Girls like me.
Let me search it on Facebook.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, Jack. That's all you got to do. And when you add us, we'll talk to you. But we're gonna let you go now, Jack. All right. We have to let you go, bud.
All right. I'm gonna stay on stream though, because it's actually entertaining.
Yeah. Thank you. Just stay on the stream. Stay in the chat. We'll post the link in the chat for you. All right,
stick
bud.
Stick around, Jack. You're
See
good
you,
man.
Jack.
You're a good little man there.
I like Jack.
Jack's all right. Yeah. Jack's gonna be all right.
Yeah. These kids these days, you know, we need a.
Jack's cool. He's a lot better than that faggot Brian Caforio. Mm-hmm. Get that off my chest. I still don't like that guy.
That guy's a piece of fucking
But I do
shit.
Like Jack. I think we should just... You guys let us know. You guys will hear this segment. Leave it in the comments on YouTube. Let us know. Do you think we should just, like I say once, maybe, you know, once every 2 months, we just pop in with old Jack, bring him on, we give him life advice.
I like it.
You know, a kid like that needs some guidance in his life. He's out there fucking around on Twitch. You know, coming across shows like ours,
it's good, and it's good to give them another option that's not all the shitty late night shows and all that stuff. Even fucking PewDiePie is getting all goddamn red pilled now, which is nice.
Getting Jesus,
well, he's been
yeah. He started sending out clever little wink winks a long time ago, and everybody was like, "Is he fucking with us?" Okay.
Well, I think we should wrap it up, right?
Yeah,
that was a nice little hour, though.
We're not going to top it because, you know, we had Jack on. Jack's
a boy.
Jack's the new official kid of the Revenge of the Sish. We don't have a kid, right?
Yeah. No, but now, is he going to be bait for Schneider? Find out tomorrow.
Oh, let's use him as bait for Schneider.
We're going to do that. But we will be live tomorrow with a real episode. Thank you for listening to The Secret Show. Patreon.com/Good night, guys.